This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour. This is the DJV program. The D stands for Doug. That's me, Doug Steffen. J, both Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner fit into the J's. And then there's Victoria Keelan, who is back from a couple of weeks on the hiatus list, feeling better, hopefully, with lots of strength. And that's it. We need strength because it's springtime, officially spring. First full day was Sunday. And so now we feel renewed, don't we? This is, it's more wintertime. We seem to worry more. You feel that way? In the wintertime, you worry more about stuff. In the spring, you seem optimistic. We're looking at the number of coronavirus cases significantly down here in our country. Maybe there are a few other countries that got a problem. But don't you feel good about spring? Hello, yes, ladies?
No, I'm all about winter. Give me winter all the time. Yeah, I'm not here for the spring.
Really?
I love the spring. It's probably my favorite, but I think I worry all year round. I don't know if it's connected to my anxiety.
I don't know that I don't worry more in one season or another, but I think having the days be short and dark in the winter is depressing. Yeah, so
really
now
is.
Seeing like daylight, I can actually see daylight until 7 p.m. now on the East Coast. Mm. So that's a big thing that makes you feel a little lighter.
On the farm over the weekend, to get back to the traditional springtime stuff.
The sun doesn't set at 4:30 anymore.
No, it's great. Out and about getting all the stuff ready for the season of growing. It's kind of like our first dose of the official beginning of spring is like the first dose of an injection of something that's exciting. Speaking of that, AstraZeneca, once touted as a slayer of the pandemic, supposed to be one of the things that would, one of the items that would knock the pandemic out, cheap, easy to administer. Apparently, it's not as good as people thought it was. It was done, remember, in collaboration with Oxford University researchers there and the company itself, but they missed delivery targets. Excuse me. And they've been using it in Europe, and apparently some blood clots have come as a result of using AstraZeneca with some folks.
I wonder if that's the reason why they wouldn't allow anyone over 65 to get the vaccine from AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were concerned about the blood clots, but they weren't saying. Like in Germany, they were the first ones to say no one over 65. And the UK followed. My family in Ireland had to deal with that as well because they were hoping to get it, anyone who's over 65. And then that was, they said, nope, sorry, you're going to have to wait for Pfizer. And so they put these older people back at the, you know, at the back of the line again just because of that one vaccine, which was weird. But I think now we know why. Blood clots are no joke. I mean, I've been dealing with that post-surgery for 2 weeks. Blood clots are the scariest part of it. So you don't want to invite
Did you
them.
Have any? You didn't have clots, did you?
No, but like they take extreme measures, you know, compression.
In your blood?
Oh, right, yes, up, and then compression garments on your legs while you're in surgery, and then compression socks and compression garments. I mean, it's a big deal, and I had never had surgery really before, so I didn't really know what to expect, but they take blood clots very seriously.
Yeah. Well, this is not something, it looks like it's going to be a fix. So it never made it to America anyway. It's only been used in Europe. It hasn't made maybe.
Yeah, Europe and South America.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's the AstraZeneca update. I think we ought to spend some time talking about the Derek Chauvin case, the trial. A lot of people have been protests around the country. Again, I saw some pictures that were very unpleasant. There are a lot of independent inquiries now going on in our country as to law enforcement's handling of not only the case itself or cases like it, but the protests. And, you know, you see lots of these things in city after city. There have been people reacting to what was going on. There were big problems in Chicago. I don't know there were so much in New York and Los Angeles, but, you know, some of the bigger cities have had a lot of people paying a lot of attention to this. The lawyer for Derek Chauvin says the trial is not about race. Huh? What do you mean it's not about race? What is it about then?
Well, he doesn't want it to be about race, but yeah.
No. Well, I think that one of the big arguments over the past couple of days is whether or not the arrest record of George Floyd should be admitted, because the prosecutors say that they don't think that it has anything to do with it, where the defense is saying, well, let's talk about why we were arresting him. Because what a lot of people aren't speaking about, it's not the first thing, and this is not an excuse at all. I think the officer has a lot. He's in for a lot of trouble, and he's got a lot to answer for, because whatever he did was excessive. But a lot of people are saying that he had so much fentanyl in his system that he was overdosing, and that it wasn't necessarily the knee on his neck that caused him to not be able to breathe. It was the fact that he was overdosing while all that happened. And so the question has been whether or not they admit that evidence into the trial.
Yeah.
And I think they have to, because it's a complete
picture of what
was going on.
Yeah. No, I think they should. They have to bring that in. But do any of us think that when we get right down to it, when he says it's not about race, it is. But the other side of it is it's about a lot of other things, police abuse and people not really. There's so much hyperbole here. There's so much conversation that isn't into the details. It's all superficial, which is what we tend to react to. A lot of these, as I look around at some of the way these people have protested, there's a whole lot of lack of understanding and lack of knowledge when it comes. As you were saying, what tends to be buried are things like what sort of condition Floyd was in. Not that it's an excuse for Chauvin doing what he did, but it's part of the story, and it tends to be masked at some point in time, many steps along the way. Now, the other question is there impartial jury pool? Can they find, what have they done to, what were they doing last week to come up with a jury pool? Apparently, the court hasn't selected any jurors, or they didn't.
How do you find anyone who hasn't been familiarized with this story?
Yeah. I think they've seated a few, but then they had to dismiss another because the city is so stupid. They gave the family of George Floyd, what was it, $24 million or $27 million, something like that, in a settlement. And so that disrupted the jury selection, and they had to dismiss several jurors who then
Why did they make the announcement of that last week?
Yeah, they made it during the jury selection. Like, you wait to make the announcement. Agreement, but you don't publicly announce it till after, either before the trial starts or after the trial. But to do it during a trial like this, with the magnitude of this that everybody is watching, come on, how stupid are you?
Yeah, really stupid. That is really stupid. Now, Governor Cuomo is also, I'm looking at
really
the things
stupid,
that
or maybe really in trouble.
I'm the stuff that keeps rolling over, that we've gone from week to week to week to week to week. The virus certainly is one thing, obviously politics and what's going on in the reality of Democrats and Republicans, this whole business about Derek Chauvin and what to do with this trial, and now this is the rollover on Mario Cuomo, that was his father. So there's this Alyssa McGrath. Did you see the story about her? She's an aide. She talks about him unbuttoning her bra and stuff like that. Come on. What is he? A child?
Wait,
for God's
what is
sake?
This one? I can't keep
so
up.
So the one that Doug's talking about, she had been unidentified. He was in his governor's mansion. He called her for help with his phone or like technical help. And she shows up and he was groping her and touching her without her consent under her shirt. And that's the one that the police in Albany are involved with. Well, a couple of days ago, a couple of days ago, another aide who is a current aide, I guess, Alyssa McGrath, who you're talking about, said the same kind of thing. And I guess he would walk by some of the women. Like, he saw one of the people who accused him playing with the dog, and he said, if I were that dog, I'd mount you too, or something like that. Has all of these things coming up against him, and he's still got the nursing home scandal, and now there was audio released this week of him recording a threat to one of his political foes. Back when he ran for election against Cynthia Nixon, I guess one of the groups that was backing Cynthia Nixon before she dropped out, said that they would endorse him because he was better than a Republican. So he gets on the line and he said, well, you think I'm better than a Republican? Well, I think you're a little better than a child rapist. And he's like, Mr. Governor, we're going to say that we're endorsing you because you're not perfect with our policies, but you're better than the Republican candidate. Yeah. And that's going to be our messaging. And he says, well, that I'm going to continue to say you're better than a child rapist. And I mean, all of this is caught on tape. So he's holding out. I just wonder, and again, I'm not for pushing people. They get to they get their due process, all of that stuff. But how, when you have criminal and now political charges against you for killing people and lying about it in nursing homes and for abusing women, how effective can you be when you're just defending yourself?
He didn't
Putting someone with COVID-19 into a nursing home next to your grandma and then all of a sudden they're dead? People might disagree with you in New York.
I love the way you put things, Jennifer. All right, let's food. Let's put that in the food for thought department for a moment or two. 16 after the hour.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, let's go down to the border and see what's going on down there, ladies. The DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 149 migrants escorted onto a bridge by Border Patrol agents. And there were some people, there were some reporters that were with them. One parent yells, they cheated us. They promised us they would help. And so then the flurry of activity and all of the pointing of fingers at the people that were trying to get them across. They've come from Central America, some of these people. So they came here. The 5,000 unaccompanied children that have come across the border already. They talk about hundreds that are trying to get across, but who's talking about the people who are already here that are
in custody? This is the highest number in 20 years.
Yeah.
And now the latest is that for adults, the administration is now putting $25 million in to getting them hotels to stay in. And when you have the homeless problem that we have in California, that is insulting.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we even go there, where is the money? The money that's being spent to do these people. Meanwhile, there are thousands, tens of thousands of veterans who can't get health care, who cannot be taken care of, who can't even get shots. They can't get into line. What the hell? Back again to my, I'm indignant to the point of being so fed up with this stuff when we have this problem that's ongoing and nobody's addressing it. We're wasting all this money on these people who are trying to get in here, who should have no business trying to get in here, and we can't take care of our veterans. Let's put that into our thought pattern, please. 21 after the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trending time is 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is in charge of this list, which is going viral. Actually, speaking of that, what's the story of the six-year-old boy?
It's adorable. It's this video. Now, this mom, Ashley West, she's 30 years old in L.A. She shared it, and her middle son, Noah, is using a breathing technique to calm down his four-year-old brother, Corey, who was on the verge of, like, this epic meltdown because his Nintendo Switch wasn't charged, the battery wasn't charged. And you see the older son just kind of, like, you know, raising his hands and then lowering them down and teaching his younger brother these breathing techniques. And it was like, this kid needs to be everyone's life coach right now.
Yeah, that's kind of cute, actually, the maturity portion. Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, so what's going on with March Madness? Women are playing and men aren't. Do I read that into all of the sort of the scuffles going on?
No. What's going on is the weight room issue. So the NCAA redid some weight rooms, and the women's weight rooms were not anywhere. They were nowhere near equal to what the guys were, and they were getting blasted on social media about it to the point that the NCAA actually stepped up and improved the women's weight room now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any dumbbells above the weight of 30, and it wasn't until they would get into the Sweet 16. So, I mean, it was one of those things of, okay, there was a huge inequality there. The NCAA stepped up, gave the women a
But what is going on with the games? March Madness seems to be watered down because of COVID. There are a lot of teams that aren't being either allowed to play, or they haven't played, or they aren't going to play. Is this going to kill... And March Madness should be in full swing right now, right? And is it?
It is in full swing. They are doing.
My husband won't stop watching it. It is.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
I just call it the madness. Yes.
Yeah. The second round is yesterday and today. The Sweet 16 kicks off this coming Saturday, and then the Elite Eight will be on Monday.
All right. Got it. At least we have some info there. What about the new social media network, what we call the Trump Network? There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, and there's Trumpergram, right?
Yeah, Trump's going to be returning to social media because he's going to start his own. Because why not? Nobody else is letting him in. And Trump was getting a lot of flack for not reaching out to some of his followers. But it's kind of like, well, how is he supposed to reach out to them? He's kicked off of all social media platforms.
So he's going to kick himself off his own social media.
We'll see.
This is so Trump. Isn't really... Let's create something like the airplane. Trump all over the side of it. The hotels, Trump all over the side of it. Social media, it's the new Trump and whatever it is.
It'll
Trump
be a hot ticket. It'll Trump be a hot ticket.
Yeah, and it'll be out in 2 to 3 months. So, really? Some spokesperson.
All right. The announcement about the Oscars, I don't even know. Most people who are in the know here can't even understand why we're having an Oscar. You know, you saw the numbers go down on the Grammys, most of these other award shows, because there's nothing really to give an award for, but the Oscars may be the worst of all of them, right, Jay? What's the thought there?
I don't think it's just because of COVID. A lot of the award shows have been seeing numbers dwindling for years, but the Oscars are saying they will be live. They sent out a letter to all of the nominees that they will not allow Zoom. They were basically saying if you're not comfortable coming in-house, then you just won't be a part of the Oscars. You know, you won't physically be a part of it. They're not allowing Zoom, and they're also enforcing a dress code. They don't want any Jason Sudeikis
no
tie-dye hoodies.
What? Really? No pajamas like were worn by who
was
it?
You know, the beauty of staying at home is doing this. I think they should require all sweats, actually, for right. once. Let's just leave them in. Let's see the
sweats.
Jodie Foster was in her pajamas.
That was like a Betty White bedazzled workout outfit.
Yeah, just throw on like a sparkly top, and you can still have your sweats underneath. I was on a virtual baby shower yesterday, and I had a dress on the top, and I was still in my sweats on the bottom. No one knew.
Well, that's like the news guys, the news anchors. They wear something above. You know, they have shorts on in the summertime. Then nobody knows that because they just only see is what. There's although more of the newsrooms now are standing up because it looks more factual. It looks more authoritative. You stand up. Huh? What? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more frequently questions I get asked is about dental care for your pets, and it's a good idea to discuss dental care with your veterinarian. However, if you notice any of the following signs with your pet, it's time to take some action. If you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden has persistent bad breath, sensitivity around his mouth, he might be pawing at his mouth or trying to rub his mouth against the carpeting. If you notice that they lose their appetite or they're bleeding, inflamed, or have receding gums, tartar buildup, or if they start losing or missing their teeth. These are really important to take care of. You know, a lot of people just assume that bad teeth means bad breath, but it can be much more serious. It can actually become infected, affect other organs in the body, and can lead to a lot of major diseases, including death. Most veterinarians recommend an oral hygiene program, which includes brushing your pet's teeth on a regular basis with toothpaste formulated specifically for pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Officer Eric Talley, who was the first on the scene, had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010, said Police Chief Maris Harold, and described him as heroic. Details of what happened should take about 5 days. A suspect has been arrested. The city of Evanston, Illinois, on Monday night approved plans to distribute $10 million in reparations to black residents for housing and mortgage assistance. The city of 73,000 people, 12 miles north of downtown Chicago, is the first in the country to pass such a measure. Newly leaked photos from migrant detention facilities have shed light on the terrible conditions that children are being kept in. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images like the one that emerged Monday. More than 15,500 children in U.S. custody are being hidden by the administration, blocking the media and outsiders to see for themselves. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The next COVID-19 vaccine could be pricking arms soon. Some are calling this one a game changer for the planet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been produced through the Operation Warp Speed program. Feel like you put on some weight over the lockdown? Well, you're not alone. American adults gained half a pound on average for every 10 days spent under stay-at-home orders. The University of California, San Francisco study found that participants under stay-at-home orders gained on average 0.59 pounds for every 10 days spent under lockdown, a finding that could translate as many as 20 pounds gained over the course of the 2020-2021 pandemic. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're in a new time zone. 34 at the hour. It's always, at this point in the hour, 34 past the hour. But, did you remember to turn your clocks ahead? How many people didn't raise your hand? Ladies, do you have any trouble with clocks?
Nope.
What are you doing here?
Nope.
You think about that?
Nope. Phone does it itself.
I know what the reason is for us being
that awful.
It isn't just...
Really, truly. You don't have to even think about it because it's automatic. It seems like there's something that needs to be
in my life
in trying to find the right mix of people to talk about what's going on and to have some passion about what's going on, not just to be, you know, so many, and I say this not even lovingly about my brother. We had a talk show event that took place virally last weekend. It was kind of the same old stuff. There were a few things that were changing. There is a new era starting in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, and I like that, but I've sort of, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk here, but I've been, because of my independent status and not belonging to the club, I kind of have always been a little bit ahead of everybody else, and I don't say that sticking my chest out, oh, aren't you so great, because I'm not part of the club, and I'm not part of the rest of what goes on, and I'm pleased. It hasn't helped me in some circumstances, but I think it's helped the listeners get an idea of what is the great thing about Mike McVeigh, who is our consultant now, is that he has dubbed us the other show, which we are. We're not in this to try to get you to believe that what we say is right. Our way is the right way. The other way is the wrong way. And that's kind of what's gotten us into. I mean, as wonderful as the last 30 years have been in talk radio since Limbaugh got started, there's also a hole that has been created for a conversation about other things. It's not just about politics. It's not just about I'm right, you're wrong, this is good, that's bad. No, because it has separated us, and we've played into, in a manner of speaking, even though lots of great hosts have made a lot of money and networks have made a lot of money, I think we've created a situation in part, not in whole, but in part, that is detrimental to the future of our country. I really do. And you can say, oh, no, without Trump, we're not going to win. Or without Biden, you know, that's nonsense. All these people come and go. You know, we all come and go in essence. But what we leave behind goes on forever. Although sometimes we don't remember too much about what's going on. There's so much for our educational system, which is not teaching us much about anything. And when I said, I was actually talking to one of the people who work on the farm with me over the weekend, and we got off onto this discussion about, I have an old tractor. Matter of fact, I think I'll post a picture of a tractor that's as old as I am, that we rehabbed, and I was driving it, and I've got a couple of pictures that I will post of me. It's an old 1947 Farmall M, and it's a fabulous tractor. But yet, when I talk to the kids who are on the farm now, all they want is this technology. Wow, look at this. There's a guy who's working on the farm. He's got the woodlot, and he's got a John Deere tractor with all these gizmos and gadgets on it. And you know when it stops, he can't make it run again. I can make my old tractor run again. As a matter of fact, I bought an old tractor from a guy for $800 who said it didn't run. We spent literally 5 minutes on it, and it ran wonderfully well. But people don't have the patience to work on things or try to figure out what it was, you know, that was the problem, because everybody is so used to having everything automatically done for them. Everything's going to be fixed by somebody else. Now, nobody knows how to fix anything. And so when we're confronting the issues that we have today in our country, all we can do is make fun of the guy who is the new Secretary of State because he doesn't know, you know, I don't think he can find his butt in the snowstorm, it would seem, given what went on at the conference. And so we laugh about it, but it's not laughable. It's not funny. Unless we've just decided we're going to give up. Is that where we are at this point? My father would never have given up, and I don't want to give up. But the people behind me seem to want to give up. The people who are your age, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, who are more interested in their devices, and more interested in getting free money from the government, or whatever it is. So maybe I'm just like passing gas in a snowstorm. What's the point? Are we just going to all give up? Is that where we are? Because it sounds like it to me. It feels like it. We're just giving up. We'll live selling land to the Chinese, or selling our business to the Chinese, selling broadcast entities to overseas interests. We're just like giving up. Why? I don't want to give up. Do you guys want to give up?
Well, I don't. No. That's why you hear me passionate every single day.
So then what are your friends doing about it? What's the, you know, they spend all this time, you know, worried about Kylie Jenner.
My friends recalled the California governor. That's what my friends are doing about it.
Okay.
I mean, my friends in L.A. have been signing that petition. So, yeah.
So I mean, why is there so much attention?
Very active politically, but
Kylie Jenner. All the social media stuff, Jay, that was focused on her over the weekend because she started a GoFundMe effort for somebody. The folks on Instagram that follow her were asked to give money to some makeup artist who was injured.
Yeah,
in
her former makeup
week.
Artist. She didn't start the GoFundMe. She was sharing it, and she also made a donation herself.
Yeah,
and she was taking
people
kind of like, don't you have enough money to
His operation is like $60,000 or something, and so, you know, basically the equivalent, when you look at her net worth, she gave about 56 cents is how it breaks down.
Okay. So does that mean she's a bad person? Does that mean it's important? What is that? What is the message here about her? First of all those people in that family have no talent whatsoever, and we are suckers enough in America to make them billionaires.
Well, that's actually not true. A lot of people have been trying to make that argument about the Kardashians for literally the last 21 seasons, but that's not true. They are marketing. They are marketing gurus.
Well,
they put out they put out one product after another that sells out. I buy it. I mean, I've bought a lot of their products that they've put out.
Do you buy it because they're good or because they made
because
it?
Because they're good. I don't care about them. They're good products. Mm-hmm. They're actually good products. So, you know, it's very easy to just say, oh, they have no talent. But that's,
okay.
You know, they're still here.
So let's take it to another level. That's a good point, Victoria. Let's take the discussion to another level. Let's understand what goes on with this the whole cancel culture movement in our country. Here's a new sitcom on CBS that Chuck Lorre has produced. He's the one who did the Big Bang Theory. You know, that was a very successful show for a number of seasons.
He's the one famously fought with Charlie Sheen over the ending of Two and a Half Men, too.
Right.
And when they replaced him, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's made a lot of money, like Shonda has with all these shows that they've produced. So now there's a new show called United States of Al. It's being criticized for casting a non-Afghan actor in the role of an Afghan. That's the main character and the depiction in general of this character. So what sparked this uproar? Are you following this? Any of you that are... I have not seen a promo for this thing.
I haven't either, but the only thing I heard is that because there was someone who wasn't Afghani playing an Afghani person, that people were upset about it.
Well,
yeah.
Supposedly there's a friendship between a Marine combat veteran played by Parker Young, struggling to readjust to civilian life living in Ohio, and his interpreter... who is a fellow named, in the show, it's Awamir. Is that how you pronounce it? Awamir? Served with his unit. He's come to America to start a new life, and he's not being played by an Afghan. He's being played by somebody who is Middle Eastern, Adhir Kaidian. So, but are we into the weeds that much that we think that makes... Is that the same as white people playing Amos and Andy on the radio, the black characters? Is it that serious? For some, I wouldn't have known one way or another. Maybe that makes me sound like an ignoramus. Looking at his name and looking at a picture of him, I couldn't tell whether he was from Afghanistan or any place else. Looks like, you know, a dark-skinned Semite, which is what Afghanistanis look like.
He's from South Africa. I had to look him up because I don't know this story.
So he's a black guy from South Africa.
And then he moved to London. He does not look... He's Pakistani. Culturally. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess maybe Afghani versus Pakistani, I get maybe there's, I don't know.
So is that important to you, Victoria? Is this important to you?
This is the first I'm hearing about it. I don't really know the whole, I don't know. Is this really like a big story? I don't know. Coming out of the desert here. I don't know.
It's floating around like a lot of the other stuff that has to do with entertainment. These days, we're very cautious and we're very interested in making sure that all sides are taken care of equally or freely. But I can't begin to imagine why this makes any difference to anybody, honestly. I really can't. Maybe any more than I think that it makes a difference to anybody whether Kylie Jenner gives the $60,000 for that operation to her friend or not. But yet, this people spending time, right, Jay? Look at social media, the things... that are on social media that people spend time arguing about, focusing on, paying attention, right? I mean, what's the consequence of that?
Well, the thing with social media is everybody has an opinion, and social media gives everyone a platform to shout their opinions from the rooftops.
Yeah, everybody's an expert.
Yeah. So here's another one of these things. The creator of The Simpsons appears to be suggesting that the blowback over having a white actor voice, is it Apu? Is that how you pronounce it?
Apu. This has been going on for a long time.
What's the story with Israel?
Hank Azaria, it was the voice of Apu, right? I think it was Hank Azaria.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he resigned and said he was not going to do the character anymore. This has been kind of controversial though for a long time, way before cancel culture. So I'm not a Simpsons fan that a white actor was doing this sort of like, you know, kind of comically doing an Indian character in an accent. So
is this the same back to Amos and Andy again? The white guys that were the voices of Amos and Andy on the radio, is this the same sort of thing?
I don't know. I couldn't even put that in context to each other, but I know that this has been something that, you know, people who are critical of The Simpsons, this is something that's been going on for a long time.
The Simpsons.
I mean, think about how long The Simpsons have been on the air. Is it 40 years? 35 years?
Forever.
30? Something, right? It's been on forever.
Forever.
Started when I was in junior high.
And so, does it still have relevance? It must have, or they wouldn't get ratings, otherwise they wouldn't have it on the air. Some happy news on the most recent one. Bernie Sanders introduced a plan to increase taxes 50% if the woman that runs your company makes 50% more than you, then he wants to increase your taxes. Back to my suggestion that has been heard far and loud. It's in the download again. My discussion to bring American businesses back from China with tax incentives. Last week there was an approach. A suggestion made that we increase all corporate taxes to 28%. I said, not so fast. If you want to tax them 28%, make sure you do it for companies that won't bring their business back to America. If they do bring their business back, their jobs back, then you give them a tax cut. That's the incentive. Anybody doing that in Washington? I don't know. Da, 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 da. And we talk about car dealers having a tough time now getting cars repaired because they can't get parts, that sort of thing. That's part of the download. If you're going through that experience, you might hear some suggestions. Also, a new law proposed that would require employers to provide retirement packages for everybody. You think that's a great idea? Some people will, some people won't. Depends on whether you run your own business or not, I guess. So, lots of that, and the COVID stuff continues to be on our brains, all part of the most recent download that you can get. Every day a different one, DJV Download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
2020 was a challenging year for everyone, but now things are looking up, including the stock market. But the market can be unpredictable, and we all have had enough uncertainty this past year. Hi, I'm Ken Morave, Senior Advisor at Retirement Planners of America. We don't want you to have another year of fear. Let us help put your mind at ease with our Invest and Protect strategy, which is designed to help mitigate the potential downside risk of the stock market. We want to help you protect your investments from possible market instability that could threaten your ability to retire or stay retired. If you are 50 or older, call us today to schedule a free retirement consultation with one of our credentialed advisors.
Call us today at 800-200-3009 to schedule your free, no-obligation assessment and learn how we can put you on the path to financial peace of mind. That's 800-200-3009, 800-200-3009.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
53 after the hour now on the EJV program. Time for a visit from Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You can hear every weekend. You can also invest some time in the Money Pit podcast, which is always helpful, and their newsletter, which is always helpful. And usually have contests. There's a new contest coming up in which you can win $500,000. Tom will tell you about that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're giving away one of Doug's barns.
Yes, you are. And if you can get $500,000 out of that, good luck to you. All right, here's one of our listeners named John, who has a house that was built in 1976. Whenever it's cold or the cold water is running, there's a pulsating in the water pressure. The pipes shake. Aha! I know the answer to that, but you're the star, so you tell us what that problem is.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm thinking that in a fairly younger house like that, when you get a bad washer in one of the faucets, the water tends to sort of sputter as it goes through, and that often results in a vibrating of the pipes. And because mostly pipes are copper, it transmits and gets louder and louder and louder. So I suspect if you can track that down to one appliance or one faucet, that might be the source of the vibration. The other thing that happens is as the pipes get loose where they're attached to the frame of the home, they'll shake when the water goes on and off because there's a lot of weight of that water moving through the pipes. And if that's the case, you can tighten up the connections to the framing. They're simple like U-clamps that you can use. Pick up any home center hardware store. Or if it's really bad, you can hire a plumber to install something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for your plumbing system and stops that as well.
Really? A shock absorber.
Shock absorber, yes.
For your plumbing system.
For your car, but for your pipes.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, so the newsletter, I talk about that. If you go to moneypit.com/newsletter, right? Isn't that how you do it?
Yeah, that's right.
You want to get on? You've got some interesting...
Yeah, and this week we did a fun review on fire pits, because it is the fire pit season.
Yes,
so
it is.
We've got the 12 best fire pits under $100. There's a lot out there that you can choose from. So we reviewed some of the best fire pits. In fact, that article is on the homepage of moneypit.com right now. Mm-hmm. Under $100, you can buy from quite a few different models. We looked at only those that were the highest number of reviews and stars on Amazon and gave our 2 cents in each one.
Good for you. 3 cents, because I know you're actually more valuable than the other shows that are doing this. And to prove that, the newest podcast, every week you have a new podcast. This is Small Kitchen Solutions. Why would Small Kitchen Solutions be different than big? Is it just a space
thing?
Well,
because space, man. I mean, people are frustrated by small kitchens, and there are some design tricks of the trade that you can do with a smaller kitchen to make it look more spacious. So it's not just all about organization. It's about lighting. It's about cabinets. There's a lot of little tricks of the trade that you can do to kind of spruce that space up without having to do a total renovation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that. Advice and information. That's why I think you're king of this whole, this area, because it's a lot of advice based on experience. The agenda is clear, and then it's to help everybody, as many people as you can. So there's no shortage of information here, that's for sure. Here's another listener named Mary Ann, who's asking about remodeling a house, wondering about whether bathrooms are always the to do them. Do you get a return on investment? And if that's the reason you're doing it, probably not a good idea to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, these return on investment numbers help you decide which projects to take on if you're going to do projects at all. Mm-hmm. And typically, bathrooms and kitchens are towards the high end of the ROI scale. But of late, the bathroom has slipped down a little bit compared to some other improvements. So bathroom return on investment is generally about 60% right now.
What does that mean in terms of figures? You spend $100,000, you get $60,000 back.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I hope you're not spending $100,000 on your bathroom.
$10,000, you get $6,000 back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But other projects that give you a better return on investment, and some of them are surprising. Something as simple as a garage door replacement, Doug, 94.5% return on investment. So, I mean, that's a pretty inexpensive thing to do and gives you a great ROI. And a deck addition, it gives you 72%. So even adding a deck gives you better ROI than adding a bath.
Here's Sherry, who just bought a house that was built in 1883, wants to replace the boiler. Okay, so what does she do, this modern thing or just a regular one?
Well, the modern thing is the conventional, is the combi boiler, where you have a hot water boiler and a tankless water heater all in one unit. That's an improvement I did this past winter, and I replaced my old traditional boiler. And I found it to be a very efficient thing to do. Not only did I pick up a lot of space in my basement that I never had before, my heating bills actually started to tick down the immediate month following that. So I think these are great because they're so tiny, it's amazing. Mine is about 17 inches wide and 27 inches tall. About the size of a kitchen cabinet, does the whole house.
Pretty good idea. Check it out. Tom Kreidler at themoneypit.com. 59F.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.